Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
God, I hate that thing. All right, it's time now, once again, for Mr. Big Willie himself, a legendary Valley OTR truck driver, talking to us live from his state-of-the-art luxurious cab, Freightliner Cascadia 125. How's it going, Mr. Big Willie? How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Mr. Big Willie. That's how I need to be addressed from now on from your guests. Your guests coming at me for asking questions and making comments about stuff that they said. I mean,
we get guest yesterday. The guest yesterday, not today.
Yeah, Frank
Hoagland.
That's Ron Ferguson. If he don't win, that guy there got his hands down compared to this Hoagland guy. I wouldn't even bring the Hoagland guy in for debate. It's just if there's no debate there, you know, maybe I'll show up and start
Trucker
Buddy.
No, you're not going to show up.
Buddy.
No, you're not going to show up for this. No, you're not. So tell the listeners first, let's get up to speed. What did you have to say about Hoagland on Monday? And then what did Hoagland have to say to you in that text message? I was surprised that he actually was listening and cared what you had to say. I was actually stunned, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, all I said was about how do you not know what your finances are, what you make. And then and then he goes on, I will never make money, my God. And I'm like, this guy's losing his mind or something. Nobody's saying nothing about God or money. You're running for an office and you don't know anything about your own finances. How are you going to know anything about anybody else's?
Yeah.
I've been deployed all the time. And if you can't tell me you didn't know what you made, and you can't tell me that you started a business back in 2004 or 2005 that's supposed to be security or whatnot, and then it turned into oil field stuff, and now you're plowing roads and clearing brush and tearing houses down and this and that. If you're not worried about money or how much you make, how do you run your business? You know what I mean? Does your wife do everything for you? I mean, she running the business too. I mean, why are you doing it? If money ain't your God, why don't you just stop? You know what I mean? And then go to church every day. You know? And it just doesn't make sense. The comments he's making is like he's a loose cannon right now to me. I don't understand it. I mean, I have nothing against the guy. I don't know the guy. But when you start running your mouth to me about stuff, then I'm going to ask harder questions. I mean, you're the one that made the statement, and then you're talking about Ron Ferguson, and he missed 170 votes, and Ron explains it, but you couldn't explain it. He explained why he didn't like what's the girl you guys don't like, the health lady, whatever.
Dr. Amy Acton.
Amy Acton, yeah, it sounds like Triactin. Try acting like a doctor and get your crap together. Go get some Triactin. That's what she needs.
Tell the listeners, again, I was stunned when Frank sent me the text to send to you. What exactly did the text say to you?
It said, heard your trucker buddy was commenting on my not knowing how much I made, !! My wife has had to take care of our finances, !! And our kids, !! Unlike a normal family, period. We got off of those. I was also deployed, !! We grew accustomed to that way of life, period. Like I said, I will never make $2, my God, !! Feel free to pass my number on to him. I don't have no reason to talk to the guy. Number one, I'm not going to sit here and get in a pissing match with somebody over, not knowing how much money you made.
I think you should. I think you should.
Why you don't know what you're... I'll do it on the radio. I ain't doing it on the phone and stirring it up. He wants to get on the radio or something.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Breaking news. Hold on. Breaking news. Frank Hoagland just texted me literally right now. I don't have his number. All right. Hold on. Let me send Frank Hoagland. Stay right there. I'm going to send Frank Hoagland your contact information. Is it okay to
my number?
What?
He ain't going to like me.
What? Is it okay to
my number? He ain't going to. He ain't gonna like
Mr.
me.
Big Willie, stop interrupting me. Stop interrupting me. Is it okay for me to share your contact information with him?
No. I don't need some whatever calling me and crying and trying to explain his position when he said it on the radio. I fully understand what he said. I'm allowed to have my opinion, just like everybody else in the high is allowed to have their opinion.
Well, he's saying here, I don't have his number. You're saying you don't want me to give Frank Hoagland your number?
He don't need my number. I don't need to talk to him. He can call all day. I'll hit him like a spam button.
Well, okay. The man's willing to reach out to you.
But okay. I don't have a thing in it, and I don't have nothing to say to the guy.
Okay.
You know, I'm commenting on a radio show about the remarks that he made.
All right, well, hold on. I've got to respond. I've got to respond to him. Hold on. Okay, so he does not want you to have his number, and hold on here. I'm sorry. Slow down. I tried. Okay, I'm going to send this back to him. He does not want you to have his number. I'm sorry. I tried. So I just sent this back to him now. So I don't know what to I don't know what to do here. I'm stuck in the middle here between the two of you, just pissing at each other.
I don't know why he's stuck on me. I mean, every
well, you started it. You started it.
Is he going to call him? I mean, Ron Ferguson sounds like he had his crap together, could answer the questions. We still didn't know why he just up and retired. He just couldn't answer a simple question. It's like everything's secretive, you know?
Well, in fairness, he didn't have the answers, like a lot of them.
The Ron Ferguson sounded educated, had his stuff together. Knows what's going on.
Mr. Big Willie, I need you to focus.
That's right.
In fairness to Frank Hoagland, you made lots of comments about his performance yesterday, which is fine. The man is trying to interact with you, and when you went after him, and you're telling me, which I just told him, you don't want him to have your contact information. Do you think that's fair to Frank Hoagland? Because I don't think it is.
Yeah, it's fair. I think it's fair because I don't need to. Like I said, I don't need a guy calling me because I'm going to listen to him. And what's he going to try to change my mind? He don't need to change my mind. He needs to get on the radio and change everybody else's mind that had the same questions. Read the comments on Facebook.
Wait a minute. He responded. That says it all. That says it all. Yeah, that is what the man just texted to me.
I'm a truck driver. Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I don't want to embarrass the guy too much, so just leave it at that.
Well,
if I do anything, it'll be in the public eye. I don't need nothing behind it and have the he said, she said stuff. If he wants to come on the radio and explain his stuff again and say why, I mean, I just don't understand it. Nobody has no clue what kind of money they make. I mean, that's fine. Christy does all my bills, but I sure in heck know what kind of money I make, you know. And
what about this? What about this? What if, with your permission, obviously, what if we gave Frank Hoagland your email address? Would you be wanting to interact with him through email?
Trying to look it up online. That ain't hard to find. I'm like Deion Sanders. I ain't hard to find.
Well, you're not like Deion
Sanders. I'll be able to figure out how to get a hold of me, but I have nothing to say to the guy. I've said what I had to say. I gave my opinion on how he talked online or on the Big Willie and Little D show yesterday, so I gave my personal opinion on it. I don't need somebody calling me and interrupting and getting upset like he did with you and money's not my God, and you're trying to put words in my mouth, and you're trying to do this.
Slow down.
But ask him.
Hold on, he responded.
The only thing you did yesterday was ask questions.
Right, he responded.
And he couldn't handle it.
Okay,
questions.
Focus. He responds here. He says, that says it all. It's people like that serve this great nation on the battlefield to allow people like Big Willie to have freedom of speech like me. That's what the man just responded. That's exactly what he just said.
Yeah, okay. He's a thank you for your service, but yeah, I mean, you and the thousands of other people, but that has nothing to do with it. You're just, I mean, that's just a fallback on some. Oh, I was in the Marine Corps. I forgot about that. I'll send him a picture. But
you were in the Marines?
You're welcome. You were? But anyhow.
Seriously?
This guy, I mean, he just has answers like that. Just answer the questions. And, you know, don't be a keyboard warrior and say, oh, people like me fought in the war. Okay, thousands of people did, you know. So, I mean, I'm not bashing the people in the service. I'm not bashing anybody in the thing. So don't even, why do you even bring it up? You know, people like me that have concerns about your dumb answers, now that you want to get it going, that you sounded stupid on the radio yesterday and you couldn't even answer a simple question, and then you sounded Mr. Hoagland when you couldn't defend yourself against voting yes on stuff you had no idea about. Oh, we just had to, you know, they put a bunch of names on a list and we just all voted yes. Yeah, because that's what everybody else did. That sounded stupid. That's what it sounded like, Frank. So I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're doing. Now you got me mad, and now you're going to act like that and be a keyboard warrior and run your mouth about something. You don't even know me. I don't know you. I was just stating the facts of what you said, and now you're going to say, oh, people like me, make him free to speak their mind. But why don't you flip over to the Democrat side, because it sounds like you want to go stand at McDonald's in Elm Grove and hold a sign up and wear a pink wig, because you can't make your mind up about anything you said. You don't have no regrets about putting Amy Acton in there and voting her in, and you couldn't even say you were sorry, but you're the one that didn't even take the shots. So you didn't take the shots that she recommended, but you voted her in. You sound like a libtard. There you go, Mr. Hoagland, or whatever your name is.
Frank Hoagland, the former state senator. Some respect,
whatever.
Please.
Well, I'll push for Ron Ferguson now. At least he sounded educated, and I'm sure if you ask him a question, he has a proper answer. He stated the facts about stuff. He stated facts about what he did. I mean, you inflated. You just inflated how many votes he missed it and tried to make out like a big thing, you know, when it wasn't even a big thing. So you just, you know, why you're just doing like a rocking chair position. Why are you actually coming back unless you want this free money or retirement? You probably got a retirement from the Navy already. So if you're not worried about money, why don't you spend your time at the church then, instead of running for office and embarrassing yourself on Facebook Live and on the Dimitri Show and acting like a fool? You're a grown-ass man that's older, and you're going to act like a fool and a keyboard warrior and say, well, thanks to me, whatever, dude. Go somewhere. Go tear a house down and not spray water on it. Yeah, it looks like your pictures you put online, you ought to, you know, follow what the EPA and DNR say. It looks like you're tearing houses down, not even controlling the dust. Before you put stuff online, make sure it's right. You know, people piss me off like that, you know. Go take your rocket chair positions like Jack Marlin in Guernsey County and the whole dang Water Department liars in Guernsey County, and these fools in Belmont County and TV7. They're all a bunch of morons, you know. They want to get down to the basics of it. So anyhow, FalkAuctions.com, FAULKAuctions.com. Don't go, Frank. I don't want to see you there. You can show up and spend your money. We'll take your money. You may have your wife write you a check because you don't know how much money you got, so you can put you on an allowance, you moron. Anyhow, FalkAuctions.com, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Man, he's got my blood pressure up, Dimitri. Dang. Can't take it no more. Anyhow, I-70 auction got an auction this Friday, too, January 23rd. Check them all out online. Like I said, Tyler Falk Auctions got a couple good auctions coming up. I will be there on the 14th, Valentine's Day, so if you want to bring me...